2S2, good times, great music. Pete Bramett here this afternoon. Got to get healthy now with our naturopath from beamingwithhealth.com. It's Mim Boom. How are you doing there, Mim?
Very well, Pete. And you?
Yeah, can't complain, Mim. I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling okay. Yeah, doing the right thing. Cutting back on the sugar.
Good boy.
Plenty of water, all that sort of stuff. What do you recommend, Sue? What do you recommend?
today, good to
hear. That's good, yeah. Well, today on the show, we're going to talk about preparing the body for surgery. Of course, I know I've had my tonsils out over the years and a few little minor things, but some people have the big operations and it can be pretty traumatic, not only with going into the surgery, but just prior to doing it, the nerves, you're a bit apprehensive about everything and all those sort of things sort of come to mind, don't they?
Yeah, sure, Pete. I mean, surgery is sometimes the you know, you absolutely have to do it.
Yeah.
And it can be very, very successful for all sorts of, like, you know, if your tonsils really need to come out, they need to come out, same with the gallbladder. But if you've got the time, it's really useful to be able to prepare yourself, because as you said, it's traumatic psychologically, but also it's a big wound. Even if it's a small surgery, it still is a trauma to the body. So what we can do is help improve the immune system and also with the wound healing afterwards. So beforehand, if you are, there's a nice little bark flower called Rescue Remedy.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Can help,
yeah.
That can help with the nerves, and it doesn't interact with any medication, so that can be taken right up to the time that you're, you know, gowning up and on the trolley, really.
Yeah.
And straight after the surgery, there's a homeopathic, which likewise won't interact with any medication. That's called Arnica, and a lot of nurses actually recommend Arnica, and that can help with the bruising and also wound healing. So often with surgery, you're going to get a lot of bruising around where the body's been opened, and internal bleeding, and Arnica's really good for that.
Oh, okay.
But preparing the body, if you can, a few weeks before, go on some echinacea, some vitamin C, and zinc. These will help the immune system and also will help with healing, particularly vitamin C is antihistamine, and zinc is very, very good for healing of connective tissue, which is, you know, connective tissue is skin and also blood vessels. So they can be taken up to a few days before the surgery. They're not going to interfere. What doctors get mostly concerned with, and we all should be concerned with, is if anything increases bleeding. Because, you know, when you're cutting open the body, you don't want to have more blood flow.
No, no.
So things like large doses of vitamin E and fish oil and certain herbs may increase bleeding time. So for that reason, it's often recommended you don't take any supplements up to a week before surgery.
Oh, okay, all right.
But afterwards, you can tuck right in, and I do recommend that. C and zinc, as I mentioned before, there's also this wonderful Ayurvedic herb called Gotu Kola, and also known as centella. And it used to be prescribed for leprous ulcers, so for leprosy, just, you know, in case there's someone with that. We just don't have that many cases in Australia. But it is very, very good for healing. And it can help prevent scarring, particularly when people get keloid scarring. So these things, that can be taken internally, and also you can find it in creams. Aloe vera is also very good externally for healing. As soon as the wound is dry, and you can start applying some aloe. Tea tree is really good as well, even lavender. So they're very good for healing the actual wound itself. But I recommend also, if you've been on the table for a few hours, there's a fair bit of anaesthetic that the liver is dealing with. So things like the liver herbs, dandelion root, and St. Mary's thistle are really good.
Okay, sounds great. There's a lot of herbs around, isn't there?
There are thousands and thousands of herbs.
So, just quickly, before you go, where did you get knowledge in regard to herbs from? Were we talking about the Red American Indian? They took a lot of herbs, didn't they?
They did. There's a lot, that's called the Eclectic School. Yeah. There's the Ayurvedic, which is Indian. There's the Chinese and the Western, like Mediterranean and English herbs. So Culpeper, for example, in the 1600s, we get a lot of the herbs from that time. So in Australia, we really are well-trained in herbal medicine, us herbalists are, and we're kind of eclectic, and we take from a number of the materia medicas.
Wow. Amazing stuff, isn't it, when you think about it?
It's endlessly fascinating. It really is.
Yeah. All right, well, that's great news there. We'll put that interview on our website so people can go back and have a listen or share it with friends. And you've got more tips on your website as well, beamingwithhealth.com.au. Mim, have a nice weekend.